Hey guys, this is Kevin Davis from Detailers Helper. Before we get to today's content, I'd like to tell you a little bit about the Detailers Helper tool belt. As a professional detailer, I found myself constantly wasting time and effort trying to find my bottles and tools. It seemed like every time I'd get all settled in, ready to do the job, I'd remember that I left my polish somewhere else. I developed Detailers Helper tool belt to solve this problem by keeping all of my bottles, tools, and towels right on my hips. The paint-friendly Detailer's Helper tool belt not only fits all of your different bottles, but has been shown to save 30 minutes on your average four-door car detail. By working more efficiently, you'll be able to do more jobs in the same amount of time, which means you make more money. Do what you do best, even better. Visit DetailersHelper.com today to order your Detailer's Helper tool belt.
Hey guys, it's Kevin Davis from Detailer's Helper, and today we are going to continue our series on using the internet for your detailing business. And so today we're going to talk about how to get a website built, and in particular how to get them done either very cheaply or for free. So it's going to be pretty short today. Just want to give you a few options and sort of let you start investigating what's out there, and then we'll probably go into more in depth on some of these things in a later video. So here we go. All right, so we'll basically look at this in two different ways. You have two different kinds of website type things that you can get that are either free or cheap, somewhere between $5 and $20 a month, depending on what implementation you use. There's basically a set of websites out there that will give you free or very cheap websites, and everything is sort of packaged together. So you pay a fee, you get their themes, you get their tools to build it, you get some search engine optimization, you get the hosting included as part of it, which you don't have to touch, you don't have to mess with control panels and that kind of thing. Then the other side of it is that you pay for hosting, and then from the hosting side of it, they have installations of different ways to get websites built. So let's talk about the subscription type service first. One of the disadvantages of using subscription services is that sometimes you don't actually own your website content. You put the information out there, there's no real way to transfer that easily from one place to the other. So in other words, if you built a huge website, decide later that you want to move it to something else, you basically are starting over from scratch, which may or may not be a big deal, because for the most part, if you're using these kind of services, what you're presenting, what you're building is not going to be all that complex anyway. If you're going to do something more complex, I definitely recommend using a hosting-based service that we'll talk about next. So I'll put these names in the web comments and in the description and that kind of thing, and on the blog. But basically, let's talk about a few of these. We've got Weebly, which you can look that up. Squarespace is there, and then something like Wix and WordPress.com. WordPress.com is free. Wix is basically free. Squarespace starts at about $8 a month for their different stuff. And then you can basically build what they give you to build. You have templates and themes and that kind of stuff, and it's point and click, and you add your photos and get everything built. And you can build a pretty decent little website with those tools. And so if you're just getting started, or you have very low technology, sort of you're new to technology, new to the internet, that kind of stuff, this is a great option. It's really low cost. They'll help you set up your domain name, or you can use their own sort of yourname.wix.com or something like that. Versus, you know, mydetailingcompany.com. There's a couple different things that we could talk about with domain names. But so this is a good option for you. It's very cheap or free. Keep in mind, if it's free, it's actually not free. What they'll probably do is they'll serve ads or require links back to their site from your site. So that can affect how professional your website looks when it's being viewed by your customers. So just keep that in mind. I actually prefer a company like Squarespace. I recommend it to other people. Because it allows you to sort of get things done. You pay a little bit more, $8 a month, that's nothing, that's like three coffees. But you have a little bit more options for looking a little bit more professional. So the other way to go about that, I mentioned WordPress.com, which is the free version of WordPress that's more of a subscription type thing, versus WordPress.org, which is actually you download or use a hosting-based installation for WordPress, and that allows you to build a website on the WordPress blog-type platform. So this all gets a little bit confusing, but if you sort of Google some of this stuff, there's definitely tons of tutorials out there for all of this. So But these are on the hosting side. So for example, you use something like Bluehost, which is a great hosting company. They have good customer service. Their pricing are pretty good. Somewhere between, you know, 15-ish a month, $8 to $15 a month, you can actually get a website hosted. You get a first year free domain name. You can transfer then if you transfer that in if you already have a domain name from somewhere else. And then they have a one-click button for installing WordPress, which then you can create the theme, you can add your content. It's pretty similar to some of these subscription services. It may require a little bit more tweaking, a little bit more knowledge on the technical side. So if you're a great newbie to doing anything on the web or just don't have very good computer skills, this may be beyond you, but it's worth a try. GoDaddy also has this same type of thing. I use GoDaddy for my domains. I have probably 200 domains registered with GoDaddy, but I don't recommend them for stuff like hosting and using them for your own website and that kind of stuff. They tend to do some stuff with second year increase in pricing, and they do great coupons for first timers and all that stuff, but I just don't like the way they do it. And I think their stuff's a pain to use, so I typically don't recommend them. There are other ones out there. Let's talk a little bit more about WordPress. WordPress is a great tool. I actually, if you go to detailershelper.com, you can see my site is actually built on the WordPress backend. So it allows you to have a blog side of it and then just basic pages like you would build a website from. I'm using a premium theme, which there's free themes out there, which are great. There's a ton of them available. I'm using a premium one because it gives me a little bit more options. And I paid probably $50 for that. It's a one-time fee, but it gives me a little bit more options. So that'll give you an example of how to use those themes. And there's literally tens of thousands of different themes out there. So you can pretty much customize that however you want. But you have to install WordPress. You can use the hosting-based one. Then you pick your theme, then you can put in your content, which is a matter of adding pictures and text, which is pretty easy actually to do. And then if you decide later you want to change your design, you can easily change it by reapplying a new theme. Most of the time, if you haven't done anything crazy, customize the theme, it's a matter of unwrapping and rewrapping it with the new stuff. They have different things called plugins, which allows you to do AdWords and analytics and search engine optimization, which we'll talk about in a minute in another video, and you can add photo galleries and all that stuff. So if you look at that website, you can sort of get an idea of what those are all about. And as far as looking at the other options, the subscription one, like I said, I'll list them, but you've got Wix and Squarespace and WordPress.com and Weebly, and you know, there's Dex, which is part of the Yellow Pages thing, and which I'm not a big fan of, but so you've got some different options out there. So that'll sort of be a highlight, give you started on how you can get a website started and what you can use. We're going to talk later on about some other options, but that'll pretty much get you started on that. So I hope that helps. I'm Kevin Davis with Detailers Helper, doing what I do so you can do what you do better.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to visit detailershelper.com/ADP for your special auto detailing podcast discount code so that you can save on this time-saving, paint-friendly tool belt by Detailers Helper.